Monday marked the beginning of the 2017 Utah State Legislative Session, and throughout this year's meeting of lawmakers, we'll be joined on Tuesday and Thursday mornings by Chase Thomas, Policy and Advocacy Counsel with Alliance for Better Utah. And Chase, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me here.
There are some perennial issues, those things that we're going to see over and over again at the legislature. Also some things I'm sure that we'll see that we've never seen before this year. But just generally, what are the topics that you think will dominate the session this year?
Yeah, I mean, well, there's a lot of topics. There's estimated to be 1,500 bills open this session, which is another record.
Huge.
Probably one of the biggest topics we'll see come up is education funding. Over the past few months, we've had business leaders trying to raise the income tax through an initiative process, and lawmakers are starting to push back on that, coming up with other solutions to alternatively raise funds for education because we've been 51st in the nation for so long.
And their fear is that raising taxes will have an impact on the economy.
Yeah, yeah. They say that lowering the income tax 10 years ago was what spurred our economic growth, and they don't want to hamper that at all.
Okay. So education, I'm sure alcohol will be on the list as well, as it usually is.
Yeah, there's efforts to tear down the so-called Zion Curtain. But then on the other side, there is a proposal from Representative Norm Thurston to lower the blood alcohol content limit for a DUI.
From 0.08 to 0.05.
Yeah.
Pretty big jump.
Yeah, that'd be the first state in the nation to do that.
Is that contingent upon, do we know if there's a deal being made where, you know, the Zion Curtain goes, but that happens, or if the Zion Curtain doesn't go, then it stays where it is?
I haven't heard anything like that,
but... Okay. Well, so, Chase, the session kicked off yesterday. Speaker of the House, Greg Hughes, offered up his sort of wish list of things that he wants to see accomplished. Among those things, doing something about homelessness and urging the Trump administration to undo the Bears Ears National Monument. What would either of those initiatives look like? One seems like it would be budgetary, and one seems like it would be kind of a message bill.
With homelessness, Speaker Hughes said he wants to have the state help the city, Salt Lake City, solve the carnage that's happening in the street. That was his word, carnage.
Yeah.
It's become a very serious problem, and the city is trying to tackle it, but the state wants to be a partner in that process and give money to the city and to the county, but only if they're going to be using it responsibly and be used in a way that's actually going to solve the problem.
Yeah, Speaker Hughes talked about holding the city accountable, and this isn't a blank check.
Yeah, exactly. And then if we go to Bears Ears, the state is really pushing back against the designation that President Obama did in the final weeks of his office. They want President Trump to go back and undo the Bears Ears National Monument. That would be most likely through a resolution if he doesn't do it right away. I mean, it could be through a lawsuit. We don't know exactly how they're going to be doing this, but they're really focusing on this idea of federalism, pushing back against the power of the federal government.
Okay, and to wit, they restarted the so-called Commission on Federalism.
Yeah.
What is the Commission on Federalism?
Commission on Federalism is really just a commission of lawmakers that talks about federalism issues. They talk about how they can bring back power to the state.
Okay. Interesting stuff. And just going back to the Bears Ears, they're going to be urging Trump to undo it. As you said, that's probably through a resolution. Resolutions are just, they're sort of statements by the lawmakers.
Yeah, they're a message bill. They're just saying, this is what we would like, and we urge you to do something.
Okay. Finally, Chase, before we let you go, yesterday at the Capitol, thousands of people, by some estimates, 6,000 or more, I've seen 10,000 kicked around, rallied up at the Capitol in a sister rally for the Women's March on Washington, a huge group. I've heard people say that it's the largest group ever to have rallied at the Capitol. I don't know if that's true or not. I guess I'm wondering what kind of an effect this rally will have on lawmakers.
Yeah, so I mean, the energy up there was great. There was tons of people. They were really loud, and they were really passionate. I don't know how much it'll have effect on specific policies, but these women definitely want to remain engaged. They're active on Facebook. They're active through the Utah Women Unite. And as long as they stay active and keep on contacting their legislators and keeping this advocacy up, they could have a huge impact on what happens this session.
All right. Chase Thomas, Legislative and Policy Counsel with Alliance for Better Utah. Thank you for being here, and we'll see you again on Thursday and throughout the session.
Yeah, we'll see you then.
This has been your Better Utah Legislative Update here on KCPW.